Several Milwaukee STEM students are among those for whom Earth Day means a lot. They wish it was every day, and they'll soon be headed out on their careers. As we continue our Earth Week 2017 series, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz introduces us to three Alverno College seniors filled with passion and resilience.
Hannah Burby says her family set an environmental example. Outdoor people who reuse cream cheese containers, not Tupperware. Recycling is not an option, it's mandatory. Burby's people are engineers.
I wanted to apply that and be an environmental engineer, and now I've changed my mind to do something more community-based.
Burby discovered her niche in environmental science. It blends the study of biology and chemistry to tackle environmental issues, and she says her studies have shown her that climate and water challenges require both local and global action.
I mean, it might affect different regions differently, but of course we're all connected, and at the end of the day, you know, we all drink water, we all breathe air.
Biology major Emily Ogus fancied living out a career in sports medicine, but was inspired when she dipped her toe into the environment.
We do, like, real-life experiments. We go out into the field and test the waters, learn how to test pHs. You're actually in the field doing work before you actually, like, go into your actual career field.
Chemistry, called Irma Gazava, along with working with young children.
So right now I'm working with MPS schools, and trying to get younger students to recycle. So we do projects where they can use all their recycling waste from home and build their, you know, models or whatever they want to build.
She was blown away when a second grader crafted a Minion, an adorable single-cell yellow animated creature.
Made out of all plastic waste. So that was very exciting.
The child's creation has deeper meaning to Gasava. She hopes to inspire the next generation not simply to recycle, but to pursue science and math, anything STEM. Classmate Emily Ogus hopes her generation tips the science, technology, engineering, and math ratio on its head.
I was looking up statistics on, like, the ratio of men and women in STEM positions, and I found that even though 50% of the workforce is women with college degrees, only 29% still in 2016 are made up from women in the STEM programs. So community outreach and educating the young is what's going to be really important, because we need people to step up and get into the same field.
Ogus believes young women may need to be extra resilient to make it in the sciences, judging from experiences when she says she was treated differently from male counterparts. Yet as graduation approaches, each Alverno student, Ogus, Gasava, and Burby, feel equipped to take on the world, and each cherishes Earth Day.
I kind of, like, fell off a little bit with Earth Day and doing things like that, just busy life and whatnot, but last year I participated in an Earth Day cleanup, and it was just amazing to see, like, how many members of the community came out just to pick up trash in a park or, like, pull out invasive species and different things like that, and how they were, like, learning at the same time and helping at the same time.
I have always been part of, like, some sort of Earth Day event throughout my life.
I think it's a beautiful symbol of how far we've come and how many people, regardless of scientists or any person in this kind of related field, that it applies to everyone.
All three agree there is no time to lose, and they all share a concern. State and federal cuts to environment and science funding, their chosen fields and passion. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.